Reach your financial goals with Royal Credit Union. Whether you're borrowing or saving, Royal is here to help put your goals within reach. When you choose Royal Credit Union, you're getting great rates and a financial partner that you can grow with. From savings and checking accounts to vehicle and home loans, Royal offers the financial solutions you need and the advice you can trust. Learn how Royal Credit Union can help with your financial goals and open your account today at rcu.org/financial goals. Insured by NCUA. Loan subject to credit approval.
It's the first ever Bar Down Beauties Award Ceremony, where we present your Minnesota Wild members with some very esteemed and prestigious awards from this past season. As always, we're created by New Voice Studios, brought to you by Talk North, Grain Belt, Jim Beam, Livia, and Royal Credit Union. This is season 4, episode 178. At Jim Beam, they know the importance of tradition, like chanting, "Let's play hockey" prior to the start of each game, or playing the state of hockey anthem after a Wild win. This season, raise one to your fan family with the bourbon that invites us all to come as friends and leave as family. Jim Beam Bourbon Whiskey, the official bourbon whiskey partner of the Minnesota Wild and XL Energy Center. Drink smart, Jim Beam Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Copyright 2021, James B. Beam Distilling Company, Incorporated, Claremont, Kentucky. Hello, everybody. What's up? We're back. Episode 178. You guys, it's a big deal. It is our first annual Buttes Award Ceremony. Thank you. Just round of applause for us. Snaps, whatever does you well. Very excited. We will be giving away 12 Buttes Awards to Minnesota Wild team members, plus the official Beauty of the Year Award, the big trophy back there. Those aren't participation trophies, guys. They're Buttes Awards. That will also be awarded at the very end to our Minnesota Wild Butte of the Year. So, Kirsten, how are you feeling about this? This is nice. You look gorgeous. You know, I'm glad we brought out our best attire for those watching on YouTube. We have our awards attire. I'm excited for the ceremony to begin. I'm excited to have this annually from here on out.
Agreed. Next award show, my plus one will be Bodie. He will be wearing a suit. He didn't show up for the occasion today, unfortunately, but happy to be here. Jesse, you're gorgeous. I love any excuse to get dressed up. So very, very excited.
Yeah. I mean, I have been sick all week, so this was a nice excuse to get me out of my illness. I went to urgent care, Kirsten. I'm going to tell a quick story before we get into the awards ceremony because it's ridiculous. And I had a sore throat. And I had been trying to like over-the-counter medicate. I was taking Halls, everything like that. And I go to open my mouth to this urgent care doctor. And she was like, "Oh." And I was like, "Okay, not a great reaction." And then she's like, "You have a very strange tongue and mouth." And I was like, "Okay. Like, what does that mean?" Like, I'm like, "I'm here for you to fix that. Like, my throat hurts. I'm imagining it's very swollen." But think about how many mouths and tongues she has seen for her to feel the need to like tell me this. Like, thanks, I'll get right on fixing that.
That's not what you want to hear when you go to the doctor.
I was so taken. It's happened to me once, one other time before, was when we were in Ireland, and I had like a armpit rash or whatever, and went to the pharmacist over there, and she was like, "Oh," and I was like, "Yeah, I know, it hurts really bad."
Oh my goodness. So it's not an isolated occurrence when you go to the doctor.
Who knows? Who knows? But, you know, that's all in the past. If there was a Buttes Award for most resilient, most determined, I think I would win that because, you know, we're crushing out this content each and every week. Criteria for Buttes Awards, for those that are wondering, it's whatever we want it to be. It's kind of more fun. We're not going to give the best offensive player. We're not going to give the worst player. You know, I think we all have covered that. We're moving on, guys. We are moving on. So these are some fun awards. We will explain the criteria as we explain the award winner. So let's kick it off. Our first Buttes Award in the 2023 inaugural Buttes Award ceremony is Best Tarps Off Player. And the winner is Jake Middleton. Why Jake Middleton? It needs no explanation. Obviously, his Tarps Off interviews went viral throughout the season. He's got the stash and the no teeth to really add to the Tarps Off look and allure, and he had some fun with it. Jake Middleton is your Buttes Tarps Off Award winner. Congrats to Midzy.
No one does it better than Midzy. That is also who I would have picked too. I mean, he started it all. He's a trendsetter.
Yeah, exactly. Next award, Kirsten.
I'm very excited for this one. This one, I instantly saw the category. I knew. Best Taste in Music goes to no other than, and I'm going to do a drum roll. I don't know if you can hear it. Jonas Brodin. So congratulations to Jonas for Best Taste in Music. A lot of people would argue it's Matt Dumba. I would just like to say whoever is a fan of Taylor Swift is a fan of mine. So Jonas Brodin is our winner today.
I have no comment. We all knew this was coming. I think even Jonas Brodin saw the writing on the wall. The Academy in general is not surprised by this selection of yours. So, you know, moving on, I think we will go with most likely to be a Phi-Ed teacher. Now, for me, a Phi-Ed teacher has a very definite look, right? A guy that's wearing sweatshirts, a guy that maybe was a has-been or never was. Now, not to say that this player is like that. He just fits the physical appearance of what I picture a PE teacher is. And that award goes to most likely to be a PE teacher is John Merrill. He's got the stash. He's got the hair. I could see him wearing a tracksuit and like playing floor hockey in gym class, second period, whatever it may be. John Merrill to me embodies a Phi-Ed teacher. Maybe that's his career post playing.
You know, I want to say I'm shocked, but I'm not. Like that's right? It's fitting. I don't know what else to say about that. If hockey doesn't work out for him, there could be another avenue for him to go down.
Exactly. Exactly.
And that'll lead us into our next category, best tats. Now, this one is another one that just instantly came to mind. So the award winner, Jesse, would you like to do the honors and give a drum roll for this one? I take it back. I wish I would have just done it myself because I do it better. But best tats on the Minnesota Wild. As a surprise to no one, Ryan Reeves. Looking at his tattoos makes me want to get a tattoo. So congratulations to Ryan Reeves. Best tattoos on the Minnesota Wild.
I mean, is there a consolation award for Matt Dumba, possibly? Maybe like I feel like there's probably nominations for Dumba second. I think it could have gone either way. You and the Academy selected Ryan Reeves. What makes his tats better than Matt Dumba's?
Well, for one, he has a lot more of them than Dumba.
Sure.
So that also gives him the edge. I don't know. Maybe it's because we've seen Ryan Reeves also go tarps off more this season as well. So he's really showcased them a lot more so that they just stick out more in your mind, I think.
Yeah, no. And he also has that Grim Reaper one that we have on there.
Oh, yes.
I'm feeling like maybe I should pick up the
best smelling salts this season goes to Jesse Pierce, honorary award winner.
Oh, that was a really bad idea. Oh my God, that hurt so bad. I'm okay. Moving on to the I thought maybe they'd be dead because they've been out of commission for a while. No. Oh.
They probably gained potency.
Yeah, no, for sure. he also gets an award that we didn't create, but for best reaction to smelling salts would also be Ryan Reeves. Moving on in our Buttes Awards, after I've now recomposed my... Wow. All right. Most likely to burn dinner. Now, this is only because I've had some private conversations with him, and it goes to Matt Boldy. Matt Boldy has talked about how he's not much of a cook in the kitchen. He's working on it. And you know what? He's 21, right? Like 22. It's to be expected. He's learning the routine. I feel like he might burn. Shout out to Jordan Greenway because he would have gotten the award had he still been with the team. He would have been my first selection. Matt Boldy probably burning a dinner or two.
You know, I think that's fair. I mean, we can't be good at everything. So this is just an area that maybe Matt Boldy's not destined to be good in. And I think that's okay with a lot of people. As long as he's good at hockey, does anything else really matter?
No, you can go dine out all the time.
Exactly. So
Get it.
If he wants to buy us dinner for giving him that award, that's
or cool. He could cook dinner and then prove us wrong. This is actually also a challenge. We are issuing a challenge. If Matt Boldy thinks that he is a good cook, bring us dinner somewhere. Cook something up. Whip something up. Let's see it happen, Bolds.
As long as you're willing to take the first bite, that is an option I'm willing to consider.
Well, thanks to Livia. It has to be a very specific category, but shout out to my friends at Livia for helping me lose 20 pounds and still going. But if Boldy cooks me something healthy, which I'm sure he does, maybe I will.
All right. Well, it's out there in the universe now. Matt Boldy, we're waiting on your response. And that'll lead us into our next award, the Adam Banks Award. Little Mighty Duck vibes here for this podcast. And I mean, who else was it going to go to other than drumroll? drum roll. I messed that one up. I will take accountability for that. Adam Banks Award goes to Kirill Kaprizov. How could you not?
I mean, that's fair. He looks like a kid from Edina, too, maybe. Like, he definitely could be an Edina kid playing with kids from all over the state, just manhandling them. I think, yes. And he also, you know, he gets hurt. He still plays, just like Banksy did, right? You know, flick of the wrist, that's no problem for him. I would agree. I think the Academy selected right. You selected right. Kirill Kaprizov, your Adam Banks winner. That's going to do it for our first half of the first annual 2023 Bardown Beauties Award Ceremony. If you guys have any questions, drop them in the comments below. Let us know who you think. We had first section, best tarps, or best tarps off, best taste in music, most likely to be a Fayed teacher, best hats, most likely to burn dinner, and your Adam Banks Award. Congrats to our winners. You will be receiving these beautiful little trophies. Possibly, maybe. I have no way to get to them to anyone, but unless we travel elsewhere, possibly we'll get some acceptance speeches. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll round out our next six award winners, and then we get to give away, guys. This is the one. The Buttes Award winner. I had to turn it because my winner is on here already, so please stay tuned and rejoin us for, again, the 2023 inaugural Bardown Beauties Award Ceremony. We'll be right back. All right, guys, now that it's the hockey offseason, who's ready to get beach bod ready with me? Thanks to Livia, I am averaging a weight loss of 2 pounds per week and keeping it off. I couldn't be more grateful to my Livia team at the Woodbury Clinic for keeping me on track in my weight loss journey, to which I've currently lost more than 15 pounds and counting. Start your success today and join now to receive 3 months free plus a free gift. Just call 855-GO-LIVIA or visit Livia.com and let them know Jesse Pierce and the Bardown Beauty sent you. That's 855-GO-LIVIA or visit Livia.com. We're back. Now on to round two of the 2023 Bardown Beauties Awards. Again, if you were just joining us right now, this is an award ceremony for fun. We're not doing best offensive player. I don't really care. We all know who the best offensive player is. Those are boring. We are here to give awards for being a beaut. Maybe you're a beaut in the kitchen. Maybe you're a beaut, you know, in the classroom. Just kidding. None of these guys are in the classroom. I'm just saying the criteria is open-ended. So, Kirsten, for our second half, let's kick off our award ceremony. Who we got?
This was a category I was very passionate about personally, because I also think there's an argument to be made for this said award. Most likely to think a hot dog is a sandwich. It is going to no other than Mr. John Merrill. And this is an award of prestige, because I do think a hot dog is a sandwich, and I think John Merrill would be on my team for that one. So John Merrill is our recipient.
Didn't realize you were one of these people. That's very fascinating news. It's news to me. You know, also John Merrill was eating a couple glizzies up in the press box. So it's it makes sense.
Yeah, it's a piece of meat between two pieces of bread.
It's a hot dog.
It's a sandwich.
Could just be a thing. You and Merrill and Phil Kessel can go discuss the ins and outs of that. And Brzgalov, too. I think he's also the one that questions this. My next award, congratulations to John Merrill. That is a very exciting award for you to think a hot dog is a sandwich. Next award in the Bardown Beauties Award Ceremony, most likely to pee in a cold tub. I don't know why I put this in there. We were talking about cold tubs and we were coming up with our various awards. Probably Ryan Reeves. I don't know, just because he might think it's funny. I doubt any of them pee. I don't even think you can pee in a cold tub, right? Like,
I feel like
everybody uses the same ones.
You freeze up. I don't know.
You freeze up. I don't have male parts, so I also don't know what that does to a person. But yeah, but Ryan Reeves, if you were to do it, it's maybe him. Just because.
I think there's two runners up for this category. The first two that come to mind are Ryan Hartman and Brandon Duhame. So they're runners up. This
I could see that too. Yes I like I agree with they probably have all done it. If it is a thing that you do, somebody please let us know more about cold tubs. We'd like to do a cold tub episode. If anybody has a cold tub for us to jump in, maybe we'll do that too. Moving on, what's our next category, Kirsten?
This is another category that I was very passionate about when I saw it, and there was an immediate name that came to mind. I don't really know why, but it just did. So most likely to be abducted by aliens, I believe, is no other than Connor Dewar.
I like it. I don't know that I think the Academy also got this one right. I don't even know if there's a runner up for that. I think Dewar.
I don't think there is.
We should ask him. That's going to be one of my questions at camp this year. Like, do you believe in aliens?
He seems like the type that does because of personal experience, clearly. So I'm going to start that rumor.
I like it. Yep. Let's do it. And then if you believe in aliens, do you want to be abducted by one? Because I feel like some people seek that out, right?
They do. And I feel like he's one of them. I don't know why, but now I'm just feeling very passionate about this. I'm going to start that rumor. If you start hearing Connor Dewar has been abducted by aliens, I'm not saying that I didn't say it.
Fair. I'll give you credit where credit's due.
Thank you.
I think that seems fair. Next up in our Buttes Award ceremony, best hide and seeker. I selected Kirill Kaprizov. Now, this is not what it means. It's not saying that he hid during the playoffs. We could easily maneuver it to be that way. He has some experience in hiding from Bill Guerin. He has some experience in hiding from entities all over the world. It's not really that serious for me. He just basically hid often from us in the media. He got so much better as the year went on, but sometimes he would play hide and seek with the media. Not as bad as past Minnesota Wild players have done. Matt Zuccarello is also a runner up with only 1 point separating them because I think Zuccarello also plays very good hide and seek with the media. That's what I mean by that. So take it as you will. If you have a different definition for your hide and seek Minnesota Wild player, you probably have a different response.
I'm happy you clarified because at first I also thought it was not showing up in the playoffs. And it was like,
I mean, that would make sense. That's true. Who would win if it were that award?
I mean, if we're going to put a little damper on our ceremony, I would say it would either be Kirill Kaprizov or Matt Boldy. I don't think that there's much of an argument there, but I like, you know, dodging the media, I would say Zuki and Kirill. Yes.
Not bad. Again, Kirill got so much better, and like, shout out to PR for always wrangling him down when we needed him most, but it's one thing. Two more awards before we get to award our Bar Down Beauty of the Year award, the very prestigious big one. What's up next, Kirsten?
Best smile. Now, this is one that the Academy has received some criticism for, but I stand by it. And the award for best smile goes to Joel Eriksson Ek. Now, and part of this is because he just makes me smile. I don't know why, but I see him and I just smile. So not only is it like, I feel when he does smile, like it's just cute, but like he makes everyone else smile if you're not on the ice playing against him when you want to punch him. But to everyone else, all the fans, I feel like he just makes me happy. I don't know.
No, but wrong answer. He's like at the bottom of the pile. The Academy got this one wrong. I want to voice my displeasure. I will be taking it to TMZ tomorrow. I actually kind of want to Kanye this and run up on stage and like take the award and be like, no,
because that worked out so well the first time.
I'm going to let you finish. But my boy Marc-Andre Fleury over there, best smile. He had the best smile ever. He's got it hands down. Marc-Andre Fleury should have won this war, but here you go. Taylor, I'm going to let you finish.
I stand by what I said. Joel Eriksson Ek, he makes me smile. So there you have it.
See, different definitions. Marc-Andre Fleury, even Marcus Foligno, maybe. Who knows? You got a couple options. But all right, Joel Eriksson Ek, congratulations for the award that you probably didn't deserve. Final regular award is our Fulton Reed Award. Self-explanatory. Even Kirsten knows what this means because she has now seen Mighty Ducks. Very proud of you for that. Fulton Reed. One of those dynamic players with a heck of a slap shot, kind of gritty, well-loved by his teammates, Brandon Duhaime. That's my selection for the Fulton Reed Award. Congratulations to Brandon Duhaime. I like it. He's even got a kind of a Fulton Reed-esque type of look. Together with Dewar, maybe they're the Bash Brothers. Who knows?
I just request that his acceptance speech is done with cornrows. That's all.
God, what a look. What a look. That is very, very true. Again, congratulations to all 12 award winners. Some very exciting awards to be given away on behalf of the Bar Down Beauties. We do appreciate you all letting us have some fun. We'll be sure to keep a lookout for your mini trophies coming in the mail, the only trophies that we're receiving on Minnesota Wild behalf this season. So exciting, exciting stuff. Are we ready, Kirsten, for the final award of the year, biggest beauty, best beauty, as known by the Bar Down Beauties. This is a team selected award. Really, Kirsten, I mean, what are you excited? Why does, you know, what embodies the best beauty according to the Bar Down Beauties in your opinion?
Somebody who's always willing to hop on the podcast for one. Somebody who just, they exude awesomeness. They have the demeanor and the swagger, and this person embodies it. I think this award is a much bigger deal than even Mr. TNT. So yeah, this is a pretty big deal.
I agree. I think I would tack on, they're a beauty in every sense of the word as well, right? They've just got that hockey beauty part down. Again, they are good friends of the pod. We appreciate those types of players always and forever. So our first ever 2023 Beauty of the Year Award in the inaugural Bar Down Beauties Award ceremony is, Kirsten, please drum roll if you can.
It's my honor and privilege to drum roll for this recipient.
The winner is Marcus Foligno. Now, yes, you guys might be saying, but Jesse, you haven't been as kind to Foligno in past few weeks. You're right, I haven't, but I still love him. I maintain I love him. He is our inaugural Bar Down Beauty of the Year. He's always going out on a limb, not just for us, but for everybody. He is Mr. Reliable, Mr. Dependable, Mr. Nice. I adore Marcus. Cannot wait to present him with this award. And yeah, Kirsten, what else can you say about Moose, if you will, as our Bar Down Beauty?
He's the first Minnesota Wild jersey that I've purchased. So, I mean, that's a big deal in and of itself. No one is more deserving of this award. Personal favorite. Just he's that guy. He's that guy to his teammates. He's that guy around the league. Like, he just is so cool.
He is. He's just, you can't help but love Marcus Moose Foligno. So I cannot wait to present him with this award. Maybe we'll get an acceptance speech. But until then, on his behalf, this is a great award. Thank you. Love being a Beaut. That's probably something along the lines of what he said. He'd say, Kirsten and Jesse, you guys are my favorite people to talk to. Blah, blah, blah. Whatever. Marcus, please stop. It's fine. So that's going to do it for this week's episode. That's going to do it for this week's, our this year's Bar Down Beauty ceremony. We're going to expand. We're going to get bigger and better. Maybe next year we're at a venue. Maybe next year you guys are a part of the award ceremony. We're working on it. It's something new. We're trying. We love it. As we're continuing to release episodes each and every Monday throughout the season. There's been nothing going on though, guys. So beware of more fun like this content. I hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget, we have a live show coming up this Thursday in Hastings. Follow all of our social media channels for more details on that. As always, shout out to our friends over at SodaStick. Shout out to Talk North for featuring us on their network. Grain Belt, Jim Beam, Livia, and Credit Union. You guys all rock. Our fans, you rock. Loving the engagement. Keep that shit up. It's been so much fun. And again, like I said, lots more to come in the coming weeks. Lots more events. Golfing is a thing that Kirsten and I are going to be doing. She doesn't know that yet, but we're going to be golfing. Probably in some tournaments. And it's going to be a great summer. Summer's here, Kirsten. Let's go.
I'm ready for it. I'm very ready for it. I've been working on my tan this off season. I don't know if you can tell, but there's some good progress. I'm going to build a slip and slide this week. So
when you say build a slip and slide, what is that going to look like for you?
Tarps out. We're going to lay a big tarp out, put some maybe soap. I've seen soap put on them to make them more slippery, and water. And we're going to grill out. This is all Memorial Day weekend plans. So it's going to be a big deal.
Because this sounds like something I would be very
drive to Rochester and come through. Like,
are you doing flip cup at the bottom of the slip and slide?
We should. That should be a thing.
That's the thing.
So yes, that's my off season plan.
This is why you need me. This is what I bring to the table is drinking games. So that sounds good to me. I will be there.
Beautiful.
Wonderful. You guys have a great Memorial weekend. That's a good reminder. Good Memorial weekend. We will probably release next week's episode on Tuesday instead of Monday. But until then, keep listening to this. Let us know who your award winners are. Let us know if there were categories you wish we would have discussed. Maybe we'll do it next week. Maybe we keep the awards show going. Who knows?
Award season, baby.
Yeah, let's go. It's our thing. We can do what we want. Love it. Congrats again. Have a great rest of your week. And we'll talk to you later. Bye.
This podcast is made possible due to listeners like you. Thank you.